This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your time that we're going to spend together inshallah talking about the best of the best. In this series again we talked about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in and we talked about who the Sahaba were in the first episode. The second episode, we talked about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wardah. But today, inshallah, we're going to talk about a man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him certain things that you will see, wallahi, today. And hopefully we can learn from him, so we can follow him and be resurrected with him, inshallah, with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. So we're listening with our hearts to learn about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. We're talking about a man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him gifts. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said certain things as you will see and hear today inshallah. You would wish that you would just live a minute like that man, the giant. The man that was known to be fighting fearsome. The man that was known that his da'wah mustajaba. An answered prayer from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man that was known to have two black lines from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. The man that was known to men have feared him. The man that is known to have that length of the strength of a hammah, this body, that his feet would be touching the ground if he rides on a horse. A man that was known from his wara, from his leaving this dunya, that he used not to eat anything unless a human being or around him ate. The man was known that he was tested. The man that was known he had conquest. The man that was known for his wara. The man who is a fearing Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. The man was known for his humbleness. The man who is known for his justice. The man who is known for so many things. But we have very little time to share with you. Starting inshaAllah and hoping that you would understand that this man, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, supported him in so many ways. Through the verses in the Qur'an to support the opinion of that righteous Sahabi. Is the wings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We talked about Abu Bakr. And who is the second wing of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wa an as-sahabati ajma'in. Ameen. When we talk about Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wardah, he says that there is nothing on the face of the earth, after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. We know that he's the best that walked on the face of the earth after prophets and messengers. But women have not given birth to anyone like this, like Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wardah. Nothing that history will testify that he has established what he established. Nothing that we will know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so many things in his honor. It is sufficient to know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallahi ya Umar. By Allah, O Umar, if the shaitan sees you going on one path, one side of the street, he will take the other side of the street. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, ya akhi. Allahu Akbar, ya ukhti. Did you hear this? Shaitan runs away from Umar. Shaitan fears Umar. The one that we're afraid of, where the whispers and the whims and desires, and we're so weak, we humble ourselves and we go to, yes master, yes shaitan, we're yours man. You're there my brother. You say, you do, and I say, yes master. Whatever you say, because I want to have a good time. That same shaitan, used to fear Umar radiallahu anhu arda. You know why the scholar says this? When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallahi ya Umar, if shaitan sees you on one side of the road, he will take the other side of the road. You know why? Some of the interpretations of the scholars, it says because shaitan comes to Umar, tells him to do something that is bad. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda recognizes that this comes from shaitan. He makes istighfar. And he does the exact opposite. He says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan, the rejected. He says, Astaghfirullah. And he does the opposite. If he's telling him to do something that's wrong, he does something that is good. If he's telling him something that is haram, he does something that is halal. Allahu Akbar, ya akhi. Umar ibn Khattab, ya ahbab. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu wardah. How staunch of an enemy he was before Islam. And the stories are endless, and we know that. How Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu arda, he used to actually, harm the slaves of the Muslims and those who were, used to be, even he used to actually go slash the slaves that were not even
belonged to him. He hated Islam that much. Subhanallah, mughayyir al-ahwal. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the hearts. Allahu Akbar. So before Islam, Umar ibn Khattab was staunch enemy to Islam. And he, as a matter of fact, this story comes in when a man came to Prophet to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he says, because not too many men would have the audacity to ask Umar certain things because he used to fear him. But you will see that he was humble enough to listen to women, even children, subhanallah. But one man, finally, he asked him because people didn't want to ask him because he says, sometimes we see you cry with no one around you. And then we see you smile or laugh when no one is around you. Right after that. Because no one wanted to ask Umar al-Khattab, they left him alone. So apparently that man came outside of Medina or so, one interpretation, Wallahu A'lam. He asked him that question. We see you cry on your own, then we see you laugh on your own. No one is around you, and apparently absolutely no reason whatsoever. You're crying, and then you're laughing. You know, why? So he says, I remember before Islam, when I had a daughter, a beautiful daughter, and I was ashamed when she was born. And I was patient, patient, patient. What do I do? Like the Quran says, أَدُسُّهُ وَارِيهُ. Do I hide him from people? أَدُسُّهُ فِي الطُّرَابِ. Or do I bury it in the dust? So it took me a while, and I finally made the determination, that's it, I'm going to get rid of my daughter, this shame. You see, before Islam, ya akhi, that's one of the reasons Islam brings honor to women. Before Islam, they didn't inherit, they had no right to vote, no right to, actually, for that matter, very difficult for them to make it through, to live. One of the indications, assessment says, Islam honors women, is that verse that I will be saying, inshallah, after this story. So Umar Khattab took his daughter with him to a place where no one see him in the desert. And now he's digging a hole. And as an obedient, righteous daughter that she was, may Allah have mercy on her soul, she helped her father to dig, not knowing that she's digging her own grave. And then Umar, he took her and put her in that place, and now he's covering her with the dust. Before that, the dust came into that beard of Umar, and she used to clean the dust of her father. Allahu Akbar. Till Umar buried her, and she's holding on to his finger. He says, till she couldn't hold on anymore. That's when Umar radiallahu anhu warda used to cry. And he then said, and the reason I used to laugh is sometimes I would go away, and I want to have an ilah to worship, a god. A sculpture to worship, and I wouldn't have any. So once I had some dates and no other material to make an ilah, a god, with a small g of course, for me to worship. So I made this god out of dates. And after I worshipped, you know, this false god, of course, I got hungry. Then I was looking around, there's no food. Then I looked at this ilah. Hasha, inshallah. Then he says, wow, that looks good. So he ate his God. So he's with a small g, not a hasha, inshallah. We understand. This is the statues before Islam that they used to worship. So he says, I would smile after I remember what happened, what I used to do. So a man asked him, he says, أَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ عُقُولِ. Didn't you have any brain? He said, wallahi, the uqul were there. The brain, the minds were there. But the hidayah was not there. Subhanallah. But see, you can understand now. You can understand that Umar al-Khattab was like that. But never despair of Allah's mercy, akhi and ukhti. So one of the lessons of we're going to learn is never despair of Allah's mercy. No matter how bad you were. No matter how far out you were. You can always come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, ask for repentance and forgive. And among the four conditions or three conditions. And come back. Allah will exchange your bad deeds into good deeds, inshallah. It's not our topic. We talked about it in another session before. Now, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda. We know that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, he spoke the language of Umar when he came to kill Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him, he said, أَمَا أَنَا لَكَ أَن تُسْلِمْ يَبْنَ الْخَطَابِ. Isn't it time for you to become a Muslim? Or Umar? Is أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. It is time, O Messenger of Allah. But when Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda became a Muslim, what happened, akhi and ukhti? Did he say, after so many so, I'll learn and I will, after I can do an after. No, right away, as soon as he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, he says, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, are we not on a haqq? Are we not on the truth? He says, on true path? Of course. He says, yes. لَيْسُ عَلَى بَاطِل, do they not follow the falsehood? He says, yes. He says, let's go. Right away. No time wasted. Let's start da'wah. Let's declare this. Fear none. None, ya akhi. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, he says, ma zilna a'izzah munthu Islam Umar. We are in glory. We are in dignity. We're dignified. We have pride after Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda became a Muslim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya akhi, ya ukhti, so you can understand who Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda. He made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Allahumma a'izzah al-Islam bi ahad al-Umarayn. Oh Allah, reward or glorify Islam with one of the two Umars. Amr ibn Hisham, we're not going to talk about. This is Abu al-Hakam and so on. Or, which is, you know, Aba Jahl. Or Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu arda. Because both of them were among the honor of society, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought that would help the da'wah and Islam and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Umar. Did you hear that, akhi and ukhti? Who chose Umar? Allah subhanahu jalla fi ula chose Umar for Islam. Allahu Akbar. It is sufficient, wallahi, for that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua, and he chose the best of two. And he chose to glorify Islam with Umar radiyallahu anhu warḍah. So you can understand now how Umar was before. And he used to say, نَحْنُ كُنَّا أَذِلَّ, we were a nation of people being what? Dishonored. Before Islam. فَأَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us and dignifies and glorified with Islam. مَنْ ابْتَغَى الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ إِسْلَامِ أَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ, and anyone that seeks izzah, glory or dignity or pride or whatever it is, anywhere else other than Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate them. So you can understand where Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu warda took place. You know, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, when he took became Amir al-Mu'mineen, and by the way, he is the first one to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen among the Khulafa. You know, he was called, aren't we believers? He says, yes. Aren't you Amir? He says, yes. He says, okay, then anta Amir al-Mu'mineen. Then you are Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was called Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was known for that. He is the first Khalif, Khalifa, or successor after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be dubbed Amir al-Mu'mineen. But when he took the Khilafah, and remember Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was talked to with Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu on his deathbed. And he told them, Ya Umar, why do you think Allah subhanahu jalla fi ula puts ayat al-Rahmah ma'a ayat al-Azab? Why does he place the verse of mercy next to the verse of punishment? He says, لِيَكُونَ الْعَبْدَ رَاغِبًا رَاهِبًا, for the human being to be hopeful in the mercy of Allah and fearful of the punishment of Allah. And he says, Ya Umar, if you put that upon, son, if death, you know, if you تَقِ اللَّهِ, look after the Islam, look after be the best and so on, nothing comes to you better than death. And if you don't, nothing worse comes to you more than death. This is Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, when you took the Khilafah radiallahu anhu. He says, I heard when people talk to Abu Bakr Siddiq, he says, you know, you want to nominate or appoint Umar al-Khattab? He says, he was tough on us when you were Amir al-Mu'mineen. How is it then? Well, amru lah. How is he going to be? How is he going to deal with us? And he is the one in charge. He's in command. You were in charge and he was tough on us. How is it going to be? How is he going to be when he is the Amir al-Mu'mineen? He says, أَتُخَوِّفُ, do you think you're making me fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this? He says, wallahi, Allah mentioned this in his honor. Prophet ﷺ said that about him. Then of course, you know the story, a man came to Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he was asking for a piece of land. So Umar al-Khattab says, no. Abu Bakr Siddiq was right next to him, and he man is coming to talk to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Abu Bakr Siddiq. Then Umar al-Khattab, he cut him off, and he says, no, you won't get it. So the man wanted to add fuel to the fire, and he wanted to put some rift between Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. So he says, he looks at him, he says, أَنْتَ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَمْ هُوَ? He was talking to Abu Bakr Siddiq, trying to do what? Yes, add fuel to the fire. So he was saying, who is Amir al-Mu'mineen? He was talking to Abu Bakr, you or him? So you know what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said? He said that, هُوَ إِنْشَاءَ. Yes, salam. Beautiful. He says, him, if he wishes. Put the fire out. Not Shaitan comes in. Yes, of course. What are you doing? What do you think you're doing? And all that stuff. La wallahi. Look at the beauty of the relationship between the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So now Umar al-Khattab is coming in. He says, I heard that you were afraid that I will be Amir al-Mu'minin because I will be tough on you. He says, Ala innaha ud'ifat. Ud'ifat ay tada'afat. Not weakened. Ud'ifat mean both, but it's in this point. He says, now it's doubled. Wallahi. You are weak if you're oppressive till I get the rights from you. And I, he says, and everyone amongst you is weak till I get the rights from them. And the one that's being oppressed is strong in my sight till I get his rights from you. And he says, and if you make a mistake, I will put your cheek on the ground. I will put my foot on your face till I get the rights from you. And if I make a mistake, I will place my cheek on the ground. And you put your foot on my face till you get your right from me. Allahu Akbar, ya akhi. Allahu Akbar. Who amongst us nowadays can claim that there's an emir or a king or a prince or a president or a prime minister or whatever it is that they want to call themselves nowadays, can claim that, can actually say that I will do that? Allahu musta'an. We're not going to go into politics, but you understand. And that's the same reason that Ali ibn Abi Talib is narrated to somebody else. When a man came to see, who is this Umar? Who is this Umar that you're talking about? That men, the kings in Persia and Rome fear Umar from thousands of miles away, and Umar hasn't even gone for them yet. They're just afraid of Umar. So he comes in to see who's this man. He's expecting to do what? To see a castle, to see some guards, to see some army, to see some private this, and investigators, undercover that, and Husum Mushayyada, fortified citadels, and barbed wires, and zappers, and helicopters, and no-fly zone. Allah help us, wallahi. Allah help us. He saw Umar al-Khattab sleeping under a tree, man. Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, sleeping under a tree. No guards, nothing. So that man shows him, he says, there is Umar. He says, this is Umar? He says, that's Umar. He goes, wallahi, I haven't seen. This is a man that the kings of Persia and Rome fear. So it was said, he says, حَكَمْتَ فَعَدَلْتَ فَاسْطَرَحْتَ فَنِمْتَ. He says, you were reigning over us as our emir, and you were just in dealing with us. So you had a peace of mind, so you went to sleep. Same Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu ardah, he was truthful. When he was on the pulpit, the member once, he was given a khutbah, he says, ala rislukum, as you are, stay where you are. And he says, I have lost my wudu. So Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu ardah, and wa al bayt ajma'in, he says, wallahi ma ara annaka fadahta nafsak illa annaka fadahta nafsak ya amir al-mu'mineen. You only expose yourself, O amir al-mu'mineen. He says, faduh al-dunya khayrun min faduh al-akhirah. He says, the scandal, this fadiha, this, you know, me, people know that I've done this. In this dunya, it's better than they know it in the hereafter. Wara, ya akhi. Allahu Akbar. Now, when we go through the stories of Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu wa ta'ah, he's the one that says, the owner of the one that says, لا خير فيكم إلا إذا قلتموها ولا خير فينا إلا إذا سمعناها. He's no good in you unless you tell us what's right. Set us straight. And no good in us to do what? To accept it and listen to it. Yeah, you try to tell somebody, hey man, what are you doing? And to walk the talk, when he used to give the, to spread the wealth of the booty, the wars and spoils of war and so on, he gave, the story is that he was given a khutbah and a man stood up, he says, we'll not listen to you, nor no sam'an wala ta'an, or obey you unless you tell me, where did you get this big thawb? Because he was a tall man, as we mentioned. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda. Where did you get this thawb from? Because you gave every one of us this small piece, and that small piece will not be able to cover your body if that's the case. How did you get it? He says, Aina Abdullah, who is Abdullah? His son, radiallahu anhuma. Come, tell this man where I got this. He says, I gave my share to my father. He says, now, نَسْمَعْ لَكَ وَنُطِيعْ. Now we listen and obey. He says, الحمد لله الذي جعل ما بين أمة عمر Alhamdulillah, praise due to Allah that He made people amongst the people that I look after like this man that would set me straight and stop me if I'm doing something wrong and call my bluff. Ya salam. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. Now, a woman comes up to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Stops him. He's a busy man. And people around him, he's seen this woman stop him. He says, عهدي بك يا عمر منذ كنت تسمى عميرة يطلق عليك. I knew you, عمر, from the time you used to call عميرة, عميرا. Meaning what? A small عمر. Then you grew up and you became عمرا. You became عمر, young man. And now, يطلق عليك أو تدعى يا أمير المؤمنين. And now you're called أمير المؤمنين. He says, اتق الله فينا يا عمر. She says, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dealing with us. And she started to give him advice. And she was difficult, it was harsh, it was not like diplomatically correct. She was telling him exactly what we should be telling our Allah musta'an. Anyway, so now the people said, who is this woman that she's very tough on you? And why did you listen to her? He says, wallahi, if she made me stay right here till judgment day, I would have stayed. You know who this is? It's Khuwaylad, Khawla bint Hakim, radiallahu anhu, and Sahaba al-Ajma'in. She's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to her from Fawqa al-Azamat. Qad sami'a Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to her. Sami'a. This is the surah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to her from Fawqa al-Azamat, from the seventh heaven, don't you think I will listen to her? Allahu Akbar, ya akhi. This is the same Umar that we know. It is narrated that once he was going to a barber for a haircut or whatever it may be, and the man, the barber, was actually he heard Umar say just clearing his throat. He passed out. He thought that he cut Umar by mistake, and Umar so this is Umar, man. It is also narrated that one time that Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he was going in one way, and some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were behind him, and all of a sudden he thought of something that is good for the for Muslims, and he turned around right away, quickly. So people were afraid that Umar would do something to them, and some other things happened. Anyway, this is the same Umar that a woman saw him around the corner and she lost her baby. This is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, that I told you, men feared him, as I mentioned, that he was mashallah tall, and even white, and I will tell you why I'm telling you this after. Inshallah. And he used to, when he rides the horse, his feet would touch the ground. That's, I mean, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. And it is narrated that, even though the hadith is da'if, that he's the one that migrated in public. I understand. But, I mean, it's not a hukm or whatever. We know that he migrated also with others, so I'm not going to. But I'm just telling you, he's the one that it is narrated that even the hadith is da'if. But you understand that the fears of Umar, the haybah, this reputation of Umar radiallahu anhu, people even thought that, wallahi la yu'min Umar, hatta yu'min Himar ibn al-Khattab. Umar will become a Muslim? Are you kidding? He will not become Muslim. Even the Himar, the donkey of al-Khattab will become Muslim. That's how they lost hope in Umar, because how much he was hard on Muslims. But you see, that's the same Umar. And when you said that if you want to be, if you want your wife to be a widow, if you want your son to be an orphan, if you want your mother to lose a son, I'm here, let's fight. No one. He's the one that when he declared that when he became a Muslim, he's the one, come, if you want to you heard something, you went to Abu Lahab and he knocked on the door. He says, you want to hear something? I became a Muslim. He says, and when people got onto him, he fought them all. And when he got too tired, he grabbed one of the notable of society and he placed his fingers in his eyes. I'm not talking, Mo and whatever. But I'm just saying, he had that strength fighting from all day till sunset. He didn't care. Allahu Akbar, ya akhi. Umar al-Khattab, that strong of a man, a young boy would walk by, say, taqillah ya Umar. He would cry. The narration says, حتى ابتلت لحيته, till the beard were wet from his tears. He had two black lines, not from kuhl or whatever, no akhi, or makeup, la wallahi, it's from the tears coming down, fearing Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. A young boy would tell him, اتق الله يا عمر, he would fear and cry, Allahu Akbar ya akhi. Could you imagine, my brothers and sisters? This is no other creation. This is a very special creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Umar, subhanallah, for his ummah. Now this is the same Umar that he would hear the Qur'an, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقِعَ. indeed the punishment of Allah will be bestowed or established, he would pass out. He would faint. And he says that people would go visit him for days, not knowing what happened to him, the ailment. Understand, akhi, Umar ibn Khattab, my brothers and sisters, amazing, amazing man. Subhanallah. A woman, it's two narrations. One narration says that he was walking around. He's the first one, by the way, that would go at night to make sure that people are doing good in his ummah. He's the same one that it talks about even a sheep or a camel, another narration. He says, if it goes into a hole and it crumbles or walks or gets hurt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold me accountable. Why did I not pave the road for it, Umar? This is the same man, Allahu Akbar, ya akhi, goes around the ra'iyya, the people that he shepherds, that he looks after. He walks around and you see people lighting a fire. But look at the etiquettes and matters of Umar radiallahu anhu. He didn't say, he said, As-salamu alaykum ahl al-daw. He didn't say, As-salamu alaykum ahl al-nar. He says, peace be unto you, the people of, he didn't say people of fire, he said people of daw, light. So what did he see? He says, you know, children crying and a woman, you know, complaining. He says, why? Why are you complaining? And he was with Salim, his mawla, his the one of the people that worked for him. So he says, why are you crying? And he says, may Allah take care of Umar. He says, what happened to, why did he say that? Umar, how could Umar know about you when you're all the way out here? He goes, يَتَوَلَّى أَمْرَنَا وَيَنْسَانَا. He says, how come? If Umar is in our, he looks after us, how could he forget us? She says, what do we do? What do we do? He says, you know, we don't have food, we don't have this, so what do you do? He says, wait. So he runs to Bayt al-Muslimin. He carries the flowers, the sugar and everything that comes. He says, Salama says, should I not carry on your behalf? He says, حَمِّلْنِي لَعَنِّي. Make me carry it. Don't carry it on my behalf. أتحمل وزري عني يوم القيامة. Will you carry my sin or burden on my behalf on Judgment Day? Allahu Akbar. So he goes to her, running back, and he cooks for her personally. And he says, "And I will do this and spread it. You blow in it." And he waited after he gave the, he cooked for them, fed them, made sure that he's seen them what? Laugh like he's seen them cry. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Umar. رضي الله عنك وارضاك يا أمير المؤمنين. And he says, become نشتري مظلمتك. Another narration says there's a woman that he heard that she's complaining about Umar, and the same thing. And he says, how do we buy this مظلمة? This man oppressed you. How do we buy it? He bought it from his own money, 25 dinar. It was narrated. And he says, now Ali ibn Abi Talib and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, we were walking by and he said, As-salamu alaykum ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. The woman did not know he was Amir al-Mu'mineen. So she was startled. He says, Asababtu, I shatamt, I said something bad about Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's right here. He says, La alayki, don't worry. Are you satisfied now? He says, listen, write this down. He says, I'm so and so. I, Umar al-Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen, bought from his own money, madlamati. I am okay with him. No more oppressive actions and deeds against me. And put this in my kafan. Put it with me in my grave. We're not asking you to do this. It's not a sunnah. Please don't do it. I'm just saying that how just Umar, how much he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will say I'm innocent. Subhanallah, ya akhi. And other narration says that he says, come back in the morning. Go to Amir al-Mu'mineen and complain to him about this man. Who did you see? She saw Umar, of course. He says, yeah, wallahi, because before that, he says, wallahi, lakunta awla min al-khilafa min Umar. He says, you were deserving of the khilafa, of you being Amir al-Mu'mineen, the head of a state of Muslims, than Umar. Now you understand. Allahu Akbar. This is Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu arda. When he used to walk in the streets, what do you think he was wearing, akhi and ukhti? Beautiful, you know, jewelry, gold leaves, and with this big crown of you know, this precious stones and all that stuff with the fan, and like you've seen in he says he's muraqqa'a. He used to have his thobe, his garment used to have pieces of hemmed spots to cover the holes. Allahu Akbar, ya akhi. Allahu Akbar, ya akhi. So how many suits do you have, man? Okay, well, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking about presidents and all that stuff because we know there's no comparison, right? There's no comparison. So if you tell me that when Umar al-Khattab used to sleep under a tree, and I've seen it with my own eyes in different countries, when a president walks by, they block so many streets away from the street that they're going to pass by, and they have a decoy convoy, right? It's like a racing car, man. And you don't know which one is which. Why? Because they're afraid, right? Because Umar al-Khattab was not afraid. He, as we've talked about before, look at the difference, ya akhi. Umar al-Khattab walked in the streets with his thawb, muraqqa, hemmed, pieces, different pieces to hold his straight, ya akhi. Didn't you remember when he went to get the keys for Jerusalem? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring it back to us safe and sound, inshaAllah. He was doing what with his, with Salama, the man that he, the young man was working for him. And he says that we rented this camel from this point to that point. So when the stick went, he didn't want to turn around and go back again, you know, because he said we rented this camel from this point to that point. We didn't rent it back, I can't go back. So he comes down and he picks it up, Allahu Akbar. So he says we will divide this path on 3/3. You know, I'll ride 1/3, you ride 1/3, and we'll leave the camel free 1/3. So he decided to do this. So he rode, then he gave the camel a break, then the young man was his time. So when he came in, he says, Amir al-Mu'min, you're right, because it's not befitting for me to be riding, and you're walking, pulling. It's amazing, yani. It's not befitting for Amir al-Mu'minin. Did you get that, yani, from the Egyptian side of me? Allah help us, inshallah. Anyway, Allah musta'an. Allah help us, inshallah. So you understand now? So when he's seen him, he says, this is how it was. We knew that he was coming to be walking, riding, he will be his servant, and grabbing this, and he says 70 holes or 17 holes, I can't recall, in his thobe. Ya Allah, Allahu Akbar, Ya Umar, radiyallahu anka warzaak, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Tayyib, Wallahu A'lam, I was told I'm from his sulala. Allahu a'lam. Make us follow istaghfirullah. Wallahi, forgive me. ليس المرء ما يقول أبي وجدي فلان بل يقول ها أنا ذا. It's not befitting. I ask Allah to forgive me. I didn't mean anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just so I love him for so much, just to be proud of his sulala. May Allah make us from his offsprings. He says it's not befitting for a man to say I am from this and I'm from that. My jaddi, my grandfather is this, but the one who says ha anada, here I am. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity and ikhlas, inshaAllah, and make us work for his deen and accept from us, inshaAllah, and walk the path, inshaAllah, the footsteps of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu so we can meet them in Jannah, inshaAllah. Ameen. So you can understand now Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wa ta'ala. There's a lot more to share. Now, when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the first time of the battles, what happens? They had hostages. It's true. They had hostages. Subhanallah, what happened? Umar ibn Khattab, he told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do what? Kill them. Let me find somebody from my own family, my own tribe. Ya Allah. And let everyone, Hamza, and let everyone find from their own tribe and their own family and kill them. So they will know that we have no mercy toward them anymore. So Prophet Muhammad was astonished by the how Umar radiallahu anhu arda felt about this. Is amazing. Yani, this is not. And Abu Bakr Siddiq said, no, nafdihim, you know, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, he was soft hearted. So when Prophet Muhammad took the opinion of Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses in the honor of Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, and supported the point of view of Umar. It is not befitting for a prophet for hatta yufkhin fil ard, till you have you're established, you're accomplished, you're strong, that you show that no, you have to show them that we mean business. Is not, there's no no mercy. This is war. Another, of course, we know there's other verses. Even at the time where we're supposed to knock three times, you know, when we enter the places or even the bedroom of our parents, is this is just night time, Isha before Fajr and Hina Tahira, with the slumber time or the Tayq Qailula afternoon. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was the one that suggested that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported him. Subhanallah, even the hijab, min wara' hijab for Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu anha ajma'een. It is the same thing, ya Rasulullah, everyone that enters al-barr wal-fajr. Not Ummahat al-Mu'mineen should be covered, not everyone that enters, you know, and sees them and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-tumata'an fasaluna min wara' hijab. Like athar, this is purified for you, for your hearts. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported Umar in that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Sahihain, Sahih Bukhari, a Muslim, he says in different narrations, he says they were mulhameen, people in nations before us, they had mulhameen, people that received some kind of inspirations, that to do the right thing, that they had this, they were inspired to do the right thing. And if it was in my ummah, who would it be? It would be Umar. This hadith is Sahih Bukhari, a Muslim. Again, another hadith that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Sahih Bukhari, a Muslim, he says, I was given this milk and I drank till I couldn't, and I had the coming out and so on. And he says, what's left? I gave it to Umar. Is what it was? He says, it's ilm, knowledge. And other things, he says about the what it was, you know, that what I've worn, and the same thing with that with Umar. It was, you know, the hikmah, the wisdom, the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that. So what he says? He says, knowing about this deen, it is narrated that he is the most knowledgeable about the Qur'an, most knowledgeable ahkam. He was a very learned man, subhanallah, radiallahu anhu arda. So in his honor, so many hadith and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Then one day, you know, saw it as if he's seen in heaven, and he saw a woman, Hur al-Ain. It's for who is this? He says, for Umar al-Khattab. He says, this walla mudbira. He says, he turned around and ran away. He says, tadhakkartu ghirat Umar. He says, I remember that Umar was a jealous man. So he says, عليك أغار يا رسول الله. عليك أغار يا رسول الله. Do you think I will be jealous of you, O Messenger of Allah, عليه الصلاة والسلام. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم once asked Umar al-Khattab when he was walking with him. He was walking with him and he says, do you love me, Umar? Yes, I love you very much. Look at the beauty of the relationship between Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Umar al-Khattab. He says, you love me more than your wealth? He says, yes, I love you more than my wealth, O Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam. He says, do you love me more than your family? He says, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than my family. So he says, do you love me more than yourself? He says, no. He says, laysa ba'd, Ya Rasulullah. You know, it's not yet, Ya Umar. Not yet, Umar. First of all, the scholar says that obviously he was telling the truth. Because if he was not telling the truth, he would have also said yes on this one, and he would. What's the big difference? So he says, you have not completed your faith yet, Umar. So he said, I stopped for a few seconds. And Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, he is narrating. He says that, he said, he's telling his father that, you know, it only took a few seconds and I ran up to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, I love you more than myself, O Rasulullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, alayhi wa sahbihi ajma'in. He says, what made you do that, O dad? He says, I remember Judgment Day where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were going to intercede for us. So I said, who do I need more? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or myself? He says, I need Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. So I loved him more than myself. Yeah? Okay, so we should, inshallah, take that and heed. Do we love Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than ourselves, more our families, more than this dunya? Yes. كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله قل إن كانت أباكم وأبناؤكم وعشيرتكم وأبناؤكم تجارة ترضونها ومساكن ترضونها all that stuff for all the 8 things that are halal, you know, your family, your tribe, your children, your wives, your wealth, your homes, your businesses, and all that stuff is more preferred to you, is better for you in your sight than Allah and His Messenger وجهادهم في سبيله فتربصوا. Sayyid the scholar says, يا أخي يا أختي, these things are halal. But if they were more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger and jihad fi sabilillah, fatarabbasu, wait. So could you imagine, you know, Allah is telling you if these things are halal, if it's more beloved to you than Allah and the Messenger and jihad fi sabilillah, could you imagine you doing things that are haram? Allahu musta'an. Imagine, akhi and ukhti. Do as much as you can, akhi and ukhti, inshaAllah. Now, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, to honor Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the armies that came, and Allahu Musta'an, Umar al-Khattab was the one that ruled the most, and the one that he had so many futuhat, conquests. Subhanallah, opened so many cities for Islam. And when all this treasures come back to Umar, And he said, even the small stone from a ring that fell, and they give it back to you, Umar. He says, because you were fair and just and trustworthy in the ra'iyya. He says, you were truthful. صدقت فصدقوا ولو رتعت لرتعوا. You were truthful and honest and trustworthy, so your ra'iyya were the same. But if you weren't, they wouldn't have been. So baka Umar. And you know who he called? He called SubhanAllah, I can't remember the Sahabi right now. Suraqa ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, Aina Suraqa ibn Malik, come. And he gave him Suwayray Kisra. You know what? He made the army split into two. And he made Suraqa ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He says, he wore Suwayray Kisra and he says, raise your hand. He says, to honor the promise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the wala, ya akhi. The loyalty to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he promised that Suwayray Kisra, the jewelry of Kisra, would be worn by Suraqa ibn Malik when he ran after him. And the stories of the hijrah after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar says, it is now, yawmu birrin wa wala, yawmu birrin wa fa. He says, today we will honor the commitment of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he made him do that. And now you can see that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, he says, woe to you. He says, look at these treasures. And he was afraid. You know why he's afraid? He says, ya Rabb, قرأت في كتابك. I recite in your book, O Allah, that سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون وأملي لهم. Says give them from this worldly life in a gradual way, so to hook them. So I was afraid, O Allah, that this is استدراج تملي. So you give me from this dunya. So I don't want to be, O Allah, or I don't want to be, O Allah. This is the same Umar when there was a maja'a. There was famine among Muslims at a time where people used to give, and they used to give Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. People, a caravan came from Egypt, and the leader came in and he gave this the food and stuff. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, what did he do? Did he eat first? He says, me first, so I can look after the ra'iyya. He says, he gave everything to the ra'iyya. He gave everything from lahm and sam, from the beef. And oil and so on. So when the man, the leader of the caravan, was invited to Umar al-Khattab's home, he says, come, you're eating with me today. He says, now the man, he thought that he was going to eat something better than the ra'iyya, the people, the Muslims. So, but what did he do? He took crumbles of dried bread, khubz, and oil to dip it in. He says, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why didn't you let me eat with the people? He says, why don't you eat like people? He says, I will only eat this beef that you brought and all that stuff when I know that every Muslim on the face of the earth has eaten and they're sufficed. Then I will eat. Allahu Akbar. As a matter of fact, Umar ibn Khattab, I mentioned to you that he used to have a white skin with a reddish tint. It is narrated that is actually he went gray. People were afraid that Umar ibn Khattab would have died. He was so saddened at the time of the famine. He was so saddened at the time of the famine of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. This is how much Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he cared about Muslims. He cared about it. When he used to open this the city, you know what he used to do? He used to stand in a new city, or to establish a new city for Islam. He used to stand in the middle, and he would take an arrow and throw arrows right around, 360. He was doing what? He was establishing the boundaries of the city. Where was he standing, do you think? He was standing right at the center of the city where he was going to establish a masjid. That is correct. Masjid should be the center of our homes, center of our life, center of our cities. Should revolve, our life should be around the masjid, akhi and ukhti. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wardah, even though he was given the glad tiding, that he's going to heaven, inshaAllah, among the Ashra Mubashara. Yes. How much would you give, Akhi, to be among the Ashra Mubashara? Allahu Akbar. May Allah resurrect us with them, inshaAllah. So Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wardah, when he heard when he heard Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhu an sahabat yajma'in, katim sir Rasulullah, maybe one day we'll talk about him inshallah. He's the one that is the concealer of the secret of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of what? Of hypocrites. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman about the hypocrites, who they were. So when they die, so they will not pray janazah on them. So you know why? When people actually, one of the people that died in Medina, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu would look at Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman first. If he stands up to pray janazah, they will go up and pray janazah. If he doesn't stand up and pray janazah, no one will pray janazah because they knew now that he is a munafiq. Okay, so they will not pray on his soul and spirit and janazah, inshallah. So Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu goes to Prophet to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, and he says, "Astahlifuka billah." I ask you in the name of Allah. I take an oath. You have to tell me the truth. I ask you for the sake of Allah. Asammani laka Rasulullah. Wallahi, I don't know what to say. Subhanallah. Did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam name me, meaning Umar, to you, O Hudhayfa? Among what? He thinks that I am among the hypocrites. He was afraid that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam secretively told Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman that Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was among the hypocrites, but he was so sensitive he didn't want to hurt the feelings of Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. So he goes to Hudhayfa asking him, did Rasulullah call my name to you? So fabaka Hudhayfa. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman baka radiallahu anhu. He cried because he couldn't believe that Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu would say such a statement. So now when Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu saw Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman cry, he also was afraid because he thought that it is true. Hudhayfa is crying because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam named Umar al-Khattab to him as among the hypocrites. Hasha, it's not, of course, not the case. So Hudhayfa cried. He says, "Ya Umar, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, anta, you're afraid that you're among the hypocrites." So wallahi, I heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "There will be fitan." Tests coming and trials and errors coming down on this ummah. Except there's one bab, one gate, a door that's holding these fitan back. And as soon as that door is broken, the fitan will come after him. And wa anta ya Umar al-bab, you are the gate that's holding these fitan back. Could you imagine anyone that had the audacity to come up with fitna and all that stuff? Umar will take him away right away. عرفتك يا أم كذا. I knew this. I will take it. People didn't dare to break the law at the time of Umar al-Khattab. Umar al-Khattab established what is right, أخي and أختي, and he's narrated so many stories of how what justice is established. Even the people that he called about these amirs in different cities, he would even discipline them. Umar al-Khattab, he would have the people the right understanding of what zuhd. When people come walking like this, he would slap him. He says, "It is not zuhd. It's not like that. It's not denouncing life or a citizenism. It's not like that. It is in the heart, your actions and deeds. لَا تَفْتِنَّا فِي دِينِنَا. It is not that. He would set us straight. He would teach. He would say that we learn 10 ayat at a time. Only 10 ayat. He was asked why. He says, when we learn 10 ayat, establish what is in it. Enjoin what is good, forbidden, what is evil. And what is command that we do, what is forbidden, we stay away from. So he says, فَتَعَلَّمْنَا الْعِلْمَ وَالْعَمَلَ مَعًا. We learned actions and deeds together, and knowledge and actions and deeds together. Umar al-Khattab, ya Ahbab, Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu wardah. So when he says, you are the gate, you are that gate, Umar. You are that gate, ya Umar. The one that held back the fitan. The one that established justice. The one that enjoyed good, forbid evil. The one that was when Prophet ﷺ was asking about the four Khalifa radiallahu anhu and Abu radiallahu anhu arda. What do you like? He says, حب الحق وقول الحق وزاك الباطل. Establish, enjoying good, forbid evil, saying the truth and falsifying what is false. Ya akhi, this is Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda. Allahu Akbar. Now, people have the audacity to curse Umar. May Allah help us and help them and guide us and guide them, inshaAllah. So we say, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his honor, yes, إِذَّنْ لَهُ, permit him to come in, وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ, he will go to Jannah, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the declaration and support that he will be among the that Allah supported his point of view in the Quran. Prophet has given that you're going to Jannah, and look at the beauty of this. And we'll finish, inshallah. There's so much to share because time is running out. But how does this giant of a man, giant of a Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, warda, unfortunately, every soul has taste death, including Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu. طعنه أبو لؤلؤ المجوسي عليه من الله ما يستحق. A munafiq, a hypocrite. He says, Mawla, the head of hypocrisy. He came disguising on Salat al-Fajr. Fajr. When he was praying Fajr leading, he came in, طعنه. He stabbed him. And he also stabbed 13 other of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So when he said that he's قَتَلَنِي الْكَلْبِ, he killed me, that dog. So he's talking now to Abu Abdurrahman bin Awf radiallahu anhu warda, he says, pull them to complete the salah. Imagine he cares about, let's complete the salah, not to call 911, forget everything, save my life. He says, finish the prayer. So Abu Abdurrahman bin Awf radiallahu anhu warda, he did a short prayer, and then right away they gave him some drink, and then when he drank, it came through his stomach, so he knew that was the end. So he says, take me to home. And now they took him home, radiallahu anhu warda. And Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, his son, radiallahu anhu, he placed the head of his father, Umar Khattab, radiallahu anhu, on his thigh. So he said, put my cheek on the ground. He says, isn't my thigh on the ground the same? He says, may your mother lose you. Do what I say. I don't have time for this. Don't argue. Do what I say. And the scholar says, mahmul ala tawadu. You know, we're saying this is the humbleness of Umar radiallahu anhu warda. And he starts saying, I wish I was this stibna, this straw or this hay. Ya layta ummu Umar lam talid Umar. Laytani naslim masiya. I wish that my mother did not, gave me birth. I wish I was nothing. I wish leave this dunya not known, not knowing anything, not held accountable. Subhanallah, ya akhi. The man came in, radiallahu anhu, the sahabi says, ya Umar al-Khattab, abshir. Prophet Muhammad s.a.w. said that you're going to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support you in this. And you look what you've done, so much good for the ummah. And all these futuhat and everything else they've done. He says, even then he was not, he was not comforted. Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, he says, wallahi, if I know that there's only one human being will be going to the hellfire, I would be afraid that it would be me. Every human being will go to Jannah except one. I would be afraid that one person would be me. And I would be afraid. He says, if I know that everybody would be going to hellfire and there's one who going to heaven, I would be hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be that one. It's Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, warda. So now he goes to say, he says, go to Aisha radiallahu anha warda, Umm al-Mu'mineen. He says, وَاسْتَأْذِنْ لَهَا وَاسْتَأْذِنْ مِنْهَا, ask her permission for me to be buried with my companions, meaning Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله عنه وارضاه. So فَاسْتَأْثَرَتْ, he says, wallahi, I wanted this place to be mine. Because who else? I mean, this is her husband, that's her father. Is anybody befitting? Subhanallah. So he says, but I will nu'thir, I'll be selfless when it comes to Umar. Give it to him. Even then, he says, after I die, you go back and ask her and say, Umar al-Khattab asked for this, and don't say Amir al-Mu'mineen, فَلَسْتُ لَكُمْ بِأَمِيرٍ, I'm no longer your Amir, after I die. Do not tell her Amir al-Mu'mineen, otherwise it becomes what? Hujjah, it's a plea, you have to obey the Amir al-Mu'mineen. So go back and ask her, after I die, get her permission again, to be buried next to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ with next to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. If she wills it, if she agrees, then bury me next to them. If not, then take me to the Maqbarat al-Muslimin. Go back to Maqbarat al-Muslimin. Even to the last day, the man came here and he told him these beautiful words. When he turned around, walked away, he saw his thobe, his garment, drag it on the ground. He says, bring him back. Bring him back. Even when he was dying, he was enjoying good forbidden evil. He says, ya gulam, ya bunay, oh my young man. He says, raise your thobe above the ground. He says, it's better for you and atqa li rabbik. أنقى لثوبك وأتقى لربك, to clean your thobe and be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even to the last minute, أخي and أختي, we know about Umar al-Khattab, رضي الله عنه وارضاه.
We know how Umar radiallahu anhu radiallahu lived. So let us walk in the same path of Umar radiallahu anhu radiallahu so we can meet him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with Umar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on Umar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to walk in the footpath of Umar radiallahu anhu ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us with Umar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the neighborhood and be neighbors to talk to Umar in Jannah insha'Allah wa an as-sahabat ajma'in. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen speech and follow the best of it. Wa akhir da'wam alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.